Welcome to the 60-Day Rapid Launch Program, fifth module, the world-class installation system, part one, the systems. I'm Jim Armstrong, the coach and founder of Jim Armstrong Marketing Systems and the Inner Circle Club, and I'm really happy to have on the call with us today fellow coaching team member Bruce Glines, and we're going to hear from him in just a few minutes. Today, Bruce and I are going to talk about what systems are, why they're critical to your success, how to implement them, and tips on training your staff. And then at the end, we'll answer any questions you have about the nuts and bolts, implementation, or anything else regarding systems. So if you could, as we go along, hold your questions, write them down as we go, and then at the end, we're going to allow plenty of time for that. So let's go ahead and dig in. So what's important to you about succeeding in your business? And that's really the foundation and where we need to start, because systems are what give you the ability to achieve those things that are important to you regarding succeeding in your business. You know, what is important to you? Owning a Lexus, better house, provide a better life for your family, to make more money, spend time with your family, to coach your kids' little league team, travel, go fishing, write a book, charitable or church work. It's different for all of us. And by implementing the systems, we're talking about giving you the walk-away power from your business so you can enjoy these things. And if you follow the principles and the template laid out for you in the world-class installation system, you will achieve that freedom. So it's important that you have a clear idea of what you want to do with your freedom once you have it. It's important to write those things down. Now, the definition of a system, and I want to give you several to think about. Bob Berg, who's the author of Endless Referrals, calls systems the process of predictably achieving a goal based on a logical and specific set of how-to principles. And the key word is predictably. Michael Gerber, the author of The E-Myth, says that systems enable ordinary people to achieve extraordinary results predictably. Now, I like to invert that, and I first heard this from Bob Berg as well, that without systems, it's difficult for extraordinary people to achieve even ordinary results predictably. If it's not written down, it's not a system. Now, before we get into the actual, some of the specific ideas on systems, I want to talk about technology for just a minute, because I think that the role of technology gets confused when it comes to implementing and running your business and so forth on systems. And what I want to do is compare a McDonald's owner with a typical small business owner back in 1977. Now, McDonald's owners, we all know, they don't sit in the back flipping hamburgers. They're not ringing the cash register. They don't do any of the things to work in the business, okay? You never see them do that. Now, back in 1977, before there were computers where everything was done by hand, the McDonald's owners had complete freedom. They weren't in the back flipping burgers. They weren't placing the inventory orders. They weren't cleaning the tables. They weren't cooking the food. Back in 1977, you still had, though, 98% of small business owners who were enslaved to their business. Fast forward 30 years to 2007, the McDonald's owner still has the freedom. He, even though there, you know, he has computers, inventory is done computerized, all the technology helping him, he has the same freedom basically that he had 30 years ago. Compare that with the typical small business owner today, 98% of them are enslaved to their business, even with all of the technology. So the technology by itself is not an answer. It does not create freedom for you. Technology, bottom line, is about efficiencies, okay, making your business more efficient. If you're a slave to your business, technology will simply make you a more efficient slave. Now, don't take this the wrong way. I am all for using technology, but it's critical that you understand what it can and cannot do. It can make you and your staff far more efficient, and for that reason, you should employ technology and embrace it. It can't by itself give you freedom. In order to achieve freedom, you have to look elsewhere where other than simply another whiz-bang, bell-and-whistle-laden technological tool, and that's where systems come in. Systems give you the freedom to walk away from your business and know that things aren't falling through the cracks. It eliminates having to babysit your store. It gives you the peace of mind that every task necessary to run your business is done consistently and reliably without you having to think about it. It frees you up to think about other things. Enables you to work on your business rather than in your business. And it makes delegation and training far easier. And it also makes accountability possible. Because if it's not written down, misunderstandings can constantly occur, even if you have a very diligent employee. I have a, just to give you a real life example, I have a real estate agent friend who is a top producer, sells a ton of real estate, does a great job, and she hires people to come in and help manage the workload, but she doesn't write anything down for them. She just says, okay, go do this, or get this flyer out, or fill out this paperwork. And so she constantly has to be there telling the person what to do. And she's perpetually frustrated because she winds up having to just do as much work as if she didn't have an assistant. So written systems are very, very important. I can't emphasize that enough. It's not written down. It's not a system. Now let's talk about working on your business rather than in your business. And working in your business means putting out fires, installing, answering phones, selling, doing any tasks that can be delegated. So if you aren't doing all of these things, what should you be doing? Well, it goes back to what business you are truly in. We've talked about this in previous modules. You are a marketer, and the product you happen to be marketing is flooring. It could just as easily have been plumbing supplies, menswear, widgets, whatever. You are a marketer of floor covering services. So by working on your business means developing marketing and implementing systems and planning strategically. Those are the things you ultimately should be doing in your business, and the things that you don't delegate. And when I say not delegating the marketing, what I don't mean is stuffing all the flyers or newsletters or things yourself. I mean planning it, thinking about it, strategically thinking. Okay, those are the kind of things that as a business owner you need to be doing, rather than the day-to-day things. Now, I want to talk about the mental benefits of delegating, and if you haven't experienced this before, you're in for a real treat once you have that up and running. Because personally doing the repetitive day-to-day tasks that are necessary to run your business, it will grind you down. Even if they don't require any physical energy, they still require mental energy. I talked about this in our last Ideal Business, Ideal Lifestyle newsletter. Think about your mind as a battery that needs recharging. At the beginning of each day, you have X amount of mental energy. And by spending this energy on mundane daily tasks, you burn up the energy that would be better spent on marketing and working on your business. A few years ago, hired an assistant. And at that point, the reason for the hire was doing too many of the daily things in the business that could be delegated. And I spent basically over 100 hours assembling what essentially is the system that you have now. And it was a ton of work. And it's a work that you get to avoid for the most part, because it's pretty much done for you. Basically, you've got a template where all you've got to do is fill in the blanks, and the system is there. I can tell you that even having to put in the tremendous amount of work was worth it, even though it's, 20, 30 times what you're going to, what you'll need to do to implement the system that's already turnkey ready for you. Even though I had to put in that kind of work, it was still worth it. When I went home, far less exhausted, even though it wasn't physical labor. And the relief that comes from knowing that the tasks are getting done and getting done right, it is like a physical sensation of weight coming off your shoulders. To be able to go in and just hear the words, "it's taken care of," is like music. And I can't explain how good that feels. And if you haven't experienced that kind of freedom, I can tell you firsthand how liberating it is and how any amount of time and effort you invest in getting system implemented is completely worth it. So I want to encourage you to approach this whole, not, of course, the world-class installation system, but the entire membership in your, in the Inner Circle Club is a 12-month total transformation. And implementing the new concepts, it happens on two levels, and I talked about this on the last fax that I sent out. First of all, internally, internal acclimation. I do a lot of backpacking and hiking, or a fair amount, and I go up high in the mountains. And whenever you hike at high altitudes, you have to, it's important to hang around base camp a while so that you get your body has time to acclimate to the higher altitude environment. And it's the same same thing with these concepts that you're learning. You're learning ideas that'll take your business and personal life to a higher level, a higher altitude than you're used to. So hanging around with right thinkers and exposing yourself to these ideas allows your mind to become acclimated to this new high-altitude mental environment. And many of the concepts are so new and so radical, especially to the flooring industry, that getting your mind acclimated can take a little bit of time. So 95% of the business game is mental, getting out of your own way, overcoming your own hang-ups so that you can succeed and reach your goals, and not being your own worst enemy. So becoming acclimated to that higher level of thinking is exactly what I'm talking about. So first part is getting essentially your brain wrapped around these concepts, and the second part is external application. So even after your mind is acclimated, you accept these concepts, you believe in them, getting them implemented into the external world, well, that takes some time, and it takes some effort on your part. And there's an art and a science to implementing the transformational changes in your business, in your life. And as an Inner Circle member, you're not going to be left on your own to figure it out. I've already figured it out, and my team has already figured it out for you, and we're bringing you the knowledge and coaching necessary to make it happen. And we're going to spend the next 12 months together, you, me, and my team of experts, radically revolutionizing your business and your lifestyle for the better. Now, the job of the world-class installation system, it's important that you understand what exactly it does. And it would be impossible to assemble a system that would exactly match every individual dealer. So the world-class installation system is designed to do three very important jobs. First of all, to provide flexibility to fit any store. So you might have a small mom-and-pop shop with only two employees. You might have multiple stores with dozens of employees and multiple installation crews. You simply tailor the steps in the spreadsheet to match your unique situation. Second thing that it does is to teach you the principles of systems. Even though there's a huge variety in the size and methods of each store, the principles of any successful system remain the same regardless of where they're applied. And the third is to teach you the skills to create microsystems within your business. Now, microsystems are basically the little day-to-day tasks that have to be repeated by you and your staff, and those tasks are different for every store. So knowing the principles of systems, you can create microsystem for any task that's regularly done in your office. You know, for example, a system for opening the store, for closing the store, processing accounts payable, et cetera, et cetera. Remember that if it's not written down, it's not a system. Now, we're going to address microsystems in an upcoming coaching call where the entire call is devoted to that. But it's really not very complicated, and there's basically a two-step process for creating a microsystem. Step one is write out every step required to accomplish an activity, no matter how simple it is. This is your checklist. Two, separately, write out a detailed instruction for each step. This is the manual. And it doesn't matter if the manual is one page or 10 pages. It doesn't matter. The fact is you have a checklist and you have a manual. And you're going to see the same process repeated throughout the world-class installation system. Now, in talking about the principles of systems, one thing that I want to emphasize is an analogy with principles of aerodynamics. You know, when an airplane crashes, everybody doesn't suddenly say, well, looks like the principles of aerodynamics don't work. Guess we're going to have to go back to just driving everywhere. Okay, that doesn't happen. What happens is everyone knows that the principles of aerodynamics work. They go in and find out what specifically went wrong with that airplane. The principles that you're learning in the world-class installation system, and actually in this entire system regarding marketing and everything else, they're like the principles of aerodynamics. They're proven. They work. Thousands upon thousands of business owners use these systems and these principles so that they can create walk-away power. So I want to encourage you that as you're learning them, if you run into little snags along the way, if you find that implementing a certain system or a piece of it, you're not getting that walk-away power, I want to encourage you not to think in terms of, wow, I guess these principles just don't work. Instead, it's important to look in, okay, what is going wrong here that's not allowing me the freedom that I want or is not allowing me the result that I'm looking for? Instead of questioning the principles of systems, look in and find out what's exactly causing the trouble in that specific circumstance and correct it, the same as they would do when an airplane crashes, okay? I just want to be very, very clear about that. Let's talk for a minute about guiding philosophies and rules of engagement. You'll notice in the manuals, I spend a lot of time talking about guiding philosophies and rules of engagement, and I spend actually more time talking about that than I do about the actual tasks. And that's because the tasks, getting the tasks done is not your challenge. It's how the tasks get done that's your challenge. You don't need me to come along and tell you how to do the tasks or you know, the nuts and bolts of a task. It's the way the tasks are approached, the way they're systemized that is the challenge for most dealers. So look at the task tracking sheet on your CD-ROM. I mean, for the entire installation system, it's a one-sheet piece of paper. I've summarized all the tasks that need to be done in the entire sales and installation process on one sheet. Big deal. All of you already knew what needed to be done. Your problem is how it gets done. So the guiding philosophies and the rules of engagement are all about the how for getting the task done so that you can achieve your ideal business and ideal lifestyle. So don't gloss over those. Understand that those are the foundations for getting all the tasks done in the way that's going to create that for you. Let's talk about just a few. I'm not going to go through all of them. You can read them in your manual, but I want to hit a few of the high points regarding the guiding philosophies. First one is progress, not perfection. I want to encourage you to do something now, perfect it later. Don't let the good be victimized by the perfect. Okay, it's easy to let inertia set in and get overwhelmed and so forth. Don't let that happen to you. Remember, take the system a bite at a time, and we've talked about this a lot in the previous modules. The other is begin with the end in mind. As you're putting these systems in place, yes, you can tweak them to fit your store. Yes, make them fit your unique business and the type of lifestyle and the type of business you want. But as you do that, do not set things up so that ultimately you'll still have to be a slave to your store. If you put a system in place and the end result is you've still got to babysit it, well, that's not helping you. So begin with the end in mind. Each thing that you delegate, systemize, look ahead and say, okay, when I turn this over to the person I'm delegating it to, is the way that I'm implementing this going to give me the freedom, going to allow me to build my ideal business and ideal lifestyle? If the answer is no, then tweak the way that you're implementing and delegating that. And when you go through the manual and read how it's all laid out for you, you'll see all the philosophies and rules of engagement in practice. So it's not that hard, but again, begin with the end in mind. Core values dictate policy. So these three questions should guide you in all your policy decisions. First of all, from the client's point of view, have you treated him or her with complete respect? Second, from the client's point of view, have you surpassed his or her expectations? And from your store's point of view, is it in the best long-term financial interest? And by following these, core values, as you implement the system, you'll find that when a question comes up on how to do something or a decision needs to be made, by following these core values, it'll make those decisions much, much easier. And all of these are written out in your manual, by the way. Another guiding philosophy is the lifetime value of a client. We've talked about being transactional versus lifetime value oriented. I mean, a single transaction, your average ticket may be $3,000, $5,000, $10,000. But over the life of the client, from repeat business and referrals, and those referrals that those referrals send you, it could be 10, 15, 20 times the value of the original ticket. Let's talk about some of the rules of engagement. And again, I'm not going to go through all of them, but I want to talk about one very important that's core to the entire system, and that's the rule of engagement of calendaring. Always operate off a checklist. Use your mind for processing, not for storage. Your employees and your staff should use their mind for processing, not for storage. Mistakes happen when you try to depend on your memory, and in the manual, I explain in great detail how that should work, how to do calendaring in such a way that a calendar becomes a tool. By operating all off of a checklist, it allows you to never depend on your memory. As items come up during the day that need to be done, immediately enter them in your calendar and train your staff to do the same thing, even if you plan to do it in 5 minutes. And again, I show you in the World Class Installation manual, the project coordinator is trained how to do this. If you're just beginning to use this system, I also give you steps to follow to get every task in the World Class Installation system into a calendar, and so you can get this process started. Now, I want to talk very quickly about training your staff. We're going to do an entire coaching call on this, so this is not a total summary of how to train staff, but I just want to give you some tips. And these are actually follow exactly the way that I did it, you know, in hiring assistants and employees and so forth. My system is based on using a project coordinator who manages all the tasks in the world-class installation system. If you don't have a full-time person to be the project coordinator right now, that's okay. It just means that someone else will wear that hat part of the time. This is how I did the training. Let's say that you've got 10 installations in progress. I give you the instructions on how to get them all set up in the system. And for 2 weeks, I recommend having a meeting scheduled between you and the project coordinator every day for about the time that the store opens, first thing in the morning. At each meeting, go over each of the 10 files and make sure that the PC, the project coordinator, understands the next step in the process, what needs to be done that day. Throughout the day, if the PC has questions, give him or her the freedom to call you. Give them your cell phone if you're going to be away from the office. And this is temporary until they've achieved a level of competence. Another thing that you can do if you don't want to have them calling you is schedule 3 15-minute phone appointments throughout the day where you check in and the PC can write down questions as they come up. So, you know, at 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 3 o'clock, you know, have a 15 call in, talk for 15 minutes, and make sure that they're on track with all the tasks that need to be done that day. Now, as the PC clears the steps or the tasks, make sure that he or she understands how to schedule the next step by following the rules of engagement. And again, all of that's in the manual, the rules of engagement for clearing a task and then scheduling the next task. The next day at the next meeting, go over all the tasks that were cleared the day before and make sure that the PC not only cleared the task, but did it according to the rules of engagement. So it's not enough that they just got it done. It's very important that they got it done in the way that's outlined in the manual. Next, go over all the tasks that have to be done that day. So for 2 weeks, you're basically going to sit down and really monitor that everything gets done according to the rules of engagement. So you're really training the PC on two things: how to do the tasks And two, how to follow the rules of engagement as he or she does each task. If you've got somebody that's handling the project coordinator that's had a lot of experience, has been working, you know, for you for a long time, well, it just makes it that much easier. They already understand the nuts and bolts of what goes into a task. Your job is then going to be just training them to follow these rules of engagement. And that can be both better and worse because, you know, if they're kind of stuck in their ways and they want to do things the same way, you're going to have to explain to them that there's a bigger vision here and understand that there's a reason we're following these, you know, the checklist and so forth. Now, the first meetings may take up to an hour, you know, the first two or three meetings you do, but you'll find that as the days go by, you're going to spend less and less time until finally you're just really double-checking the PC's work, and eventually you're really going to come down to just doing the weekly staff meeting, and that should be the goal within 30 to 60 days. Now, let's go ahead and have Bruce come on the line. I'm going to have him give us some of his thoughts, and then we're going to go ahead and open it up to questions. Bruce, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay,
good morning,
great.
Jim. Good morning, everyone.
All right. Well, Bruce, give us your thoughts, first of all, on the importance of having a written system.
Well, you know, in the floor covering business, as every business, you're not able to be effective and productive in what you do unless you do have a written system. I have done business both ways, believe me, and I have learned the importance of having that system to not only develop guiding principles for myself in business, but to give me a way to accomplish those things and make sure that those things are done every day. I remember, I think it was Yogi Berra made a quote one time, and he said, if you don't have a target, you can bet you'll never hit it. And that's the way I was in business numerous years ago. I didn't know where I wanted to go. I didn't know how to get there. And I was just doing anything and everything I had to do for that particular day to get through that day. And I learned pretty quick that I had to sit back, I had to take the time, invest the time, and, you know, into developing systems that would help me accomplish those things that needed to be accomplished not only each day, but to accomplish each job and to keep the business running. So it's imperative. You cannot do business. You can't be effective. You can't really be as productive as you want unless you have systems that will get you from here to there and help accomplish your goal.
How does having the system make it easier to manage a business? Not just getting the tasks done, but actually managing the overall operation.
Well, unless you have systems, you're not really able to manage your business. And again, it goes back, I think we would all agree that if we don't have those systems, then we do feel like slaves to that business. And we're just, you know, running from need to need. As you put it, we're putting out fires, we're changing diapers, we're running back and forth, just trying to take care of, you know, whatever has popped up its ugly head for the moment. And you can't manage your business. You're not able to guide your business from where you are now to where you want it to be someday. You know, you're not able to advance your cause in your business, so to speak. And so having systems to guide you, systems that will, you know, make you accountable to the goal and to the strategies that you have set are imperative, and it makes it much, much easier. You know, you see the big picture, and you're able to back up and see the big picture of what you want to accomplish instead of what the need is for the moment.
Sure, and you know, you talked a minute ago about, you know, the guiding principles and guiding philosophies and the and so forth. You know, we spend a lot of time talking about those things because you know, the tasks themselves, everybody knows how to do the nuts and bolts. What are your thoughts, Bruce, on why the guiding philosophies and the rules of engagement are so important?
Well, the philosophies are important because They're important to me in business, and I'm sure they're important to every one of you because your business is really an extension of you. And the philosophies based on what my core values are very, very important. And because I want to, again, as you mentioned before, I want the each customer to feel or to know that they are respected and that they are valued and that we are there to serve them and that we will do that honestly and that we will give our best to them. And, the philosophies that we all have for life are important to us. It's who we are. It's what we want people to see. It's how we want to relate to people. It's how we want people to remember us and relate back to us. And so the philosophies are so important because it's what really allows our core values to be integrated into how we do what we do. So that's very important. And then the systems are what really deliver that. They're the delivery systems where we're able to take our philosophies, our values, what are important to us, and to integrate it into what we're doing to serve that customer. And so it's just very, very important. It's important to every single one of us. We're in business for more than just profit. And it's for that sense of satisfaction and fulfillment and so on.
Well, I totally agree, and it sparked a thought. The systems give legs to your philosophy.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Everyone on this call, I have no doubt, is very, very interested in living up to that promise of world-class service for their clients. And what is frustrating is when the system, it's not your internal values that are the problem, it's the system itself makes it difficult or impossible for you to consistently deliver on what your core values are. So systems actually make those possible. And then the converse is true. I mean, if your core values are unethical, you don't care about your customer, well, then the philosophies and the rules of engagement become nothing more than techniques. They're not really something that is going to truly benefit the client. It's more of a sales technique than something that comes from the heart. What are your thoughts on how a system relates to employee accountability?
Well, unless you have a system in place or systems like the microsystems that you talked about, there really isn't an accountability process, in your store, and it's the systems that provide the accountability, the structures of accountability, and I know that as a store owner and a manager, accountability is one of the most difficult things to see in the store, and it seems like in the floor covering industry, and I've been in it for a long time, that you really struggle with that from your installers to your salespeople and even your support staff, in the office, and because basically we have good employees, but unless there's systems that demand accountability, an employee will not, they're not motivated to achieve above and beyond what is required. And it's kind of a human nature thing, and we kind of settle down to the lowest common denominator almost.
Bare minimum.
Yeah, the bare minimum. And it's kind of just a human nature thing, even good people. But if we have, the accountability built into our systems, then it helps our employees to achieve, at a greater level than what they normally do. And it's a win-win because it helps the company. It gives better service to the customer. But when an employee begins to achieve beyond that place of former achievement, it's like a whole world opens up in front of them. They know that they could do more, that they could sell more, that they could deliver better customer service, and it really motivates them to reach higher. and to go beyond that level. And so accountability is not just something where you can control people, but it really opens up a new world to everybody because they can see what they can achieve. And they begin to dream a little bit, and they're pushing harder and reaching higher on their own.
Yeah, that makes a really good point. And the accountability can kind of have a negative connotation, like, you know, I'm checking up on you, and you know, we're going to make sure that you don't screw this up. And that's really not what we're talking about. We're talking about empowering them to your employees to achieve excellence in their area within your business. And that's, if there's not a measuring stick of some kind, then that, who knows what they're achieving. It's sort of a based on feelings, you know. Oh, I feel pretty good about this employee or what they've done or how they're feeling that day. This gives you an objective measuring stick. And if you look, you know, through in the CD-ROM, every aspect of the system, there are forms and checklists for accountability. And it's so easy to model those if you have, going back to the microsystems, if you've got, let's just use the example of opening the store. You know, if you've got a series of steps and things that have to be done each day, well, if you've got a checklist of those things that have to be done, you know, open the door, turn on the lights, turn off the alarm, set, you know, get the coffee maker going, whatever those tasks are, and then on a separate the manual, so to speak, you've got the blown up instructions. Well, that checklist allows you to be able to see, did it get done or did it not get done? And the employee does. It's very you know, it's unambiguous. Bruce, you said you worked with and without systems, without written systems. What are your thoughts on how your life was different when using a written system and when you weren't?
Well, you know, I had several smaller businesses before I launched into floor covering in 1977. It was interesting you used 1977 as an example of technology and when that was implemented at McDonald's. But I approached business, I thought, well, I was a good installer. You know, I was a third generation floor covering person, and I had a lot of knowledge, and I thought that that would just bring instant success in business. And I was pretty sharp, and I, you know, went to the community college and majored in business, and you know, thought I had it pretty much together. But I found out, you know, when I opened the doors and I began to do business, that again, I'll use this word, I was enslaved to that business, and it was like every day I was doing everything I could just to stay even with what I had to do. And it seemed like, you know, what I would take care of is the wheel that was the squeakiest, you know, or what seemed to be an emergency at the time. And I was working 8, 10, 12 hours a day, 6 and sometimes 7 days a week, trying to keep up, trying to catch up, and trying to give great customer service, which in the end we were able to do. But it was killing me. And it was killing what few employees that I had, and we were just constantly on the run. And then it was funny. The first system that we came up with was really a micro system, and I thought, you know, sometimes we're walking in the door and we're getting so involved in the needs of the business, we're not even getting the store open. You know, we're not getting the lights on. We're not taking care of things. And we just started with a checklist on what we had to do to open and close the store and when it needed to be done. And it was amazing. It started happening at the right time every day.
How did that feel?
And you use the word empowered, and it just empowers you. It makes you feel like you're accomplishing something and like you're making some headway and you're getting things figured out. You're getting a handle on it. And from there, we just begin to develop systems, you know, in the financial end, the management end, and the sales, and the installation, customer service, follow-up. And we just started small. And we just started where the need was the greatest and begin to implement those things. And it just brought such a feeling of freedom And that's the only way I can describe it. The more systems that were workable and in place, and the more freedom that I began to experience.
Well, and you made a really good point. Even the little things. I mean, it's the little things that grind you down.
Absolutely.
So you get a thing that's let's say you get the world-class installation system up and running, which I recommend because that's such a huge one. That's you know, at least half of what goes on, if not more, is encompassed within that. But, you know, you get, you know, did the lights get turned on? I mean, we keep using the example of opening the store, but it's such an obvious example. Did the lights get turned on? Did the coffee get started? Did the all these little things, those all require mental energy. And when you don't have to think about that, it creates so much freedom. What would your advice be to a store owner who's resistant to systems or think it's too much work to set up?
Well, I would say be resistant no longer.
Okay.
that's all I can say.
All
and,
right.
It will bring you success. It will bring you freedom. You'll begin to develop customers that truly are customers for a lifetime. You'll develop a customer base that is out selling for you. And your referral business will double, it will triple, it will quadruple because you know who you are, you know what you believe, what you want to accomplish. You have strategies to get you from here to there. You have systems to accomplish the strategies, and it's just incredible. And you may be so overwhelmed by the day-to-day right now, but if you will start somewhere and start small and be consistent and continue to move forward, it will bring such a freedom, and it'll bring you more success, and it'll bring back the joy. And you know, and what you're doing, and what you're trying to accomplish, and it will literally change your life as a store owner, and/or a manager. It'll change your life. It'll change your existence.
You know, what you said is so powerful as far as changing your life, and I wanna encourage everyone who's listening to this. That this is, look at this really is a 12-month total transformation. You know, on one-hour call, you know, and reading through the one module in the manual, that's not in and of itself. That's not going to create the transformation that we're talking about. These are the tools, and you know, so really encourage you to look at this as something that you're going to embark on, a journey that you're going to take. You're going to, a piece at a time, create that freedom in your business and bring that joy back. And remember, we've talked about this in previous modules, and I just want to repeat it. Remember the three-step process for getting things implemented without being overwhelmed. And you might want to write these down if you've forgotten. Step one is pick two or three systems or strategies to implement. Step two is write a deadline for completion. And step three is get them 100% up and running before moving on to any other strategies or systems. And this is a perfect example. I mean, going back to just opening the store as the example. If that's something that's you know, causing frustration and a drain for you, take that one thing and get it off your plate. Okay, follow those three steps and any other things that are going on that way. And as you learn the world-class installation system, getting those things a piece at a time off of your plate, you know, it's not going to happen in one day or one week. But as time goes by and over the 12 months, it's not like at the end, it's going to take until 12 months before you begin experiencing freedom and relief. It's going to happen as the months go by. So, again, look at this as a process. Okay, let's go ahead and open it up to questions. Do we have any questions at this point? Don't be shy. Dean, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here, Jim.
Okay, I know you don't have your your kit yet, and I know you need to read through everything. I think that what you're going to find is you go through, you know, the modules. I know you're going to read and get caught up and so forth. That the steps that I've just outlined, I think, are going to be really helpful for you and to not, you know, becoming overwhelmed. And I know that your big priority right now is getting some of these things off your plate.
That's right.
Yeah. So I think you're going to find that very helpful to you. And so when you get that, be sure and look through it. Okay, I don't think we had. Do you have any questions at this point, Dean? I know you don't have the kit yet, but is there anything you'd like to ask or cover?
I can't think of anything right now, Jim.
Okay.
Package, I'll be a little more up to speed.
I'm kind of putting you on the spot. Okay. Well, okay, folks. Next week is the World-Class Installation System Part 2, where we're going to cover all the marketing that goes into the World-Class Installation System. One of the big strategies that I and my team teach and strongly recommend is turning mundane administrative functions into marketing opportunities. Because remember, when somebody buys floor covering, it can take 3-4 weeks, sometimes up to 2 months, from the time they walk into your store until the installation is totally completed. It's a long process. And during that time, people are thinking about floor covering. And they are hot and ready and open to giving referrals and sending more business your way. In the marketing portion of the World-Class Installation System harnesses that hot period where they're likely to give you referrals. So, okay, folks, we will talk to you all on the next call. Read through both of the modules. Write down any questions that you have regarding either the systems or the marketing, and we'll cover them next week. Folks, thanks for being on the call today. Bye now.